Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
The Celtics don't suck. In fact, the Celtics, I almost led with the Celtics tonight. Joe can attest to this. At my early draft of the rundown for the show, I had the Celtics as the lead story, and I didn't change it until like right before we got here. A little peek behind the curtain. The Celtics have won 7 out of 9 games and 4 out of 5, and those 4 were Orlando, Detroit, Cleveland, and New York. That is notable. That is a notable streak of wins right there. And plus, Jaylen Brown in those games is playing at an MVP level. Last night I was on the air when that game started, and it was right around the third quarter when we got done. So I went and watched the end of the game. And there was a sequence in that fourth quarter where the Celtics were up 15 points, all right? There's about 7 minutes left in the game. Celtics were up 15 points. And I just want to go back over the sequence, because if you missed it, you almost wouldn't believe it. Like the way it all unfolded, how New York got back into the game, and then who stepped up for the Celtics at the end of the game to put the Knicks away. It was wild, all right? The Celtics are up 102-87. There's 7.5 minutes left to go in the game. They're up 15. And it's the NBA, but 15 points with 7.5 minutes, usually a pretty comfortable lead, right? Bridges hits a 3. Cuts the lead down to 12. Simons misses a shot. Bridges misses a shot, but then Hugo gets called for a reckless closeout. It's a flagrant, 3 shots on the ball. Ugo. Gets called for the reckless closeout. 3 shots in the ball for Bridges. He hits all 3. Knicks get the ball back. Brunson misses a layup. Karl Anthony Towns comes in for the offensive rebound, scores it, foul on Josh Minot. He goes to the line, and now it's 102-96. Back the other way, Derek White, missed shot. Knicks get the ball. Bridges, another 3. It's 102-99. The Knicks scored 12 points in just over a minute, which was ridiculous. In real time, you're watching it, you're like, what? It reminded me of Reggie Miller. When Reggie Miller had that crazy sequence against the Knicks in the playoffs, the instant offense where he scored like 8 points in 10 seconds or whatever it was.
The infamous choke sign.
And then, yeah, that. I mean, he was right in Spike Lee's face. Reggie Miller doing that is not far off from what you're talking about with Bridges right here. And if you remember in the series last year against the Celtics, Bridges was a menace. No one could guard him. No one could guard Bridges. White couldn't guard him. Holiday couldn't guard him. Jaylen Brown couldn't guard him. They tried to put Tatum on him. He'd go around Tatum. Nobody could guard this guy. He would shoot over the smaller guards and he'd go around the bigger guys. And they had no answer for him. And, I mean, listen, the Celtics ended up winning this game, but that sequence was crazy. So, okay, it's a 3-point game. Minot, who just had this bad foul on Towns, hits an open 3 in the corner. After that, Jordan Walsh took over the game. He really took over the game at the end of this one. He had two consecutive putbacks on Celtics misses. He got the offensive rebound, two straight possessions, and scored. He really got three in a row, but on the third one, they didn't score. He had offensive rebound. The Celtics missed three shots in crunch time, and Walsh bailed them out all three times against the Knicks, who aren't exactly some pushover team in the paint either. Celtics end up holding on. They win. Jaylen Brown, who I haven't even mentioned yet, finishes with 42 points on 16 of 24 shooting, 8 of 9 from the free throw line. I told you about those last five games the Celtics have played with wins over all those very good teams, Orlando, Detroit, Cleveland, New York. The one loss was to Minnesota and Anthony Edwards. In those five games, Jaylen Brown is averaging 34 points, 7.2 rebounds, 7 assists. Against the top caliber, they're not playing Oklahoma City yet, right? They haven't played them. And they did play Detroit and beat them, and Detroit was the team to beat in the East here. I look at what they're doing. They're currently the 8 seed. They're 12-9. They're 5 games back from being the 1 seed and 1 game back from being the 5 seed. It's going to be a quiz on this later. And I look at that and I think, you know, they're not the full Voltron Celtics, right? That we were hoping would be around here for a long time. I think that's part of why this season has sort of been tough to really catch on with fans early on here. No, Jason Tatum makes that tough, but it's more than that. I think it's more of like a feeling like almost like the rug got pulled out from under you in a weird way. And I don't mean that to say that I think the Grosbecks did anything wrong here, but you know, to go from winning that championship, giving out all those contracts, bringing back almost the entire team for last season, and then coming up short, and then sale of the team, new owners, pay cuts, payroll cuts, you know, that type of thing. Like, that's going to get people, like, we were just starting off with this, you know? Like, this was just the beginning. It's the beginning of the dynasty. And now here we are 2 years later, and Tatum's out, and they're shedding payroll, and it just sort of seems like we got ripped off a little bit. And I know that's a hell of a thing to say about a team that invested all that money into their players, but I think just as, like, fans, Celtics fans, you know, this is a team with some history here. It was one thing with the big three with Pierce and Garnett and Ray Allen. You didn't expect there to be a big window there. You thought maybe that would be like 3 years max. It's about what it was with one win and another return to the finals. And then, you know, a couple years after that, and then they traded everybody to Brooklyn and got all those draft picks. So, like, that was a small window. This was supposed to be a big window, right? Like, this Brown-Tatum thing was supposed to be a big, big window. And the first 7 years of it, you can say they didn't win anything, but they certainly had some great experiences and came close a couple of times with various veterans on the team, and then they sort of became the veterans and players that everyone looked to. And then as they entered their primes and signed these max contracts, it seemed like, okay, this is sort of, we're guaranteeing now that this is going to be the way things are, and it feels like that was taken away from us a little bit, one way or another. Ultimately, what it comes down to is they didn't play well enough against the Knicks in the playoffs last year. And the sale and everything else, I think, kind of comes secondary to that. Even if they sold the team, even if, you know, Chisholm took over and it shed some payroll here, if they had taken care of business and did what they were supposed to do last year and beat those Knicks and then beat the Pacers, I don't know if they could have beat the Thunder or not. I think they could have, but we'll never know because they didn't beat the Knicks. They should have been in the finals, and they probably should have won the finals. They should be 2 years into a dynasty right now. That's what I think the Celtics should be. They were talented enough for that. They were good enough for it. And, you know, until that injury, you had all your guys, until Tatum went down. But way things are now, 13-9. The Bucks are 9-13. And Giannis may be out for a while. And they want Doc Rivers out of there, too. The Pacers are 4-17. Those are, like, actually bad teams. There's a couple of good teams that I think are kind of fraudulent right now. The Toronto Raptors are randomly good. How did that happen? Brendan Ingram goes over there, and all of a sudden that's, like, a good team now? They have some players that I like on that team. Like, I like Barrett. I like Dingram. You know, he's not, it's like, not like I dislike any of these guys. I just don't know how sustainable that's going to be for that Toronto team. And then there's the Miami Heat, who are like the three seed. Miami just out of nowhere, with Norman Powell averaging 25 points a game, have suddenly like reestablished themselves here in the Eastern Conference early on in the season. And I don't think that's really here to stay either. I think the Celtics with Jaylen Brown and Derek White and Peyton Pritchard, as they are currently constructed, are better than the Raptors, and they're better than the Heat. And those teams are in the top five right now. Celtics, as currently constituted, are as good, if not better, than those teams. And I don't think that there's really too much debate there. You know, like you want to say, oh, well, without Tatum and, you know, with Mazzulla chucking all the threes and everything, they're not going to be what they should be. All right, they can work on that. And by the way, I think they have. Jaylen Brown averaging 35 points and, you know, 7-7 here over these last five games. That's not happening in a vacuum. That's not happening while they're out there. And Joe Mazzulla's got everybody chucking threes. They're still shooting threes, but that's not the focal point of the offense anymore. Jaylen Brown is. Jaylen Brown's the focal point of the offense. His game, his abilities, his strengths. That's what the focal point of the offense is. And you can tell. I mean, you can tell just watching them. The offense is running through him for the first time. Really, in his career, he's the man. He's the guy. He's the focal point of the offense.
I love you, Jaylen, and I believe in you.
Love you too, buddy. And he has risen to that occasion. Absolutely, he's risen to the occasion. For the Andy Harts of the world, the real hardcore Jaylen Brown fans, this season so far is a triumph for people like him. Really, it is. People who said that Brown is really making all these sacrifices and playing behind Tatum is really holding them back, but he's doing it for the betterment of the team. Jaylen Brown looks like a saint right now. He was putting aside all this to help the team win. That's great. And you believe it now because you see him actually backing it up. You see him going out there and putting up these types of numbers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Against the best teams in the Eastern Conference, the best teams in the league. Jaylen Brown has been that guy this year. Absolutely, he has.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's go to the phones. Casper's out in Worcester. What's up, Casper?
Hey, hi, Christian. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too, pal.
Regarding the Celtics as constituted, this has nothing to do with Tatum ever coming back. They're missing that one. They have so many great pieces, and if they get that one big piece, and I believe it will be, a big that can score, the Celtics will be good, good to very good. In hoop, it can really happen, that one player. It has to be a starter, obviously. And that's hopefully can happen midseason. If that happens, we've got a good chance of having a decent playoff run. But the Celtics are doing much better. They've got a lot of nice pieces, and they just need to come together. But I think we need a big that can score. I'll let you go because I know you have a lot of fans who want to talk to you.
Casper, thank you. Sorry. Always good to hear from you, Casper. Appreciate that. I wouldn't get your hopes up. Wouldn't get your hopes up for a big acquisition like in season this year. I don't think that's happening. I think the Celtics could make a move at the deadline. I don't think they're going to just completely stand pat. I don't think that they're going to add another big contract. I just don't. I think that it's more likely to see someone like Simons get traded. You know, you notice his minutes have been scaled back a lot lately. I don't think that's a coincidence. I think they're trying to prep themselves for a future without Anfernee Simons, which I don't know if that's really going to make a huge difference or not. I feel like this team can go either way on a guy like him. I do like him. He's a good offensive player, good talent. I feel like you want to keep guys like that around as opposed to moving on from him just because they cost money to keep, but he's not super expensive, and they don't have a lot of guys off that bench that I really feel great about coming in and giving you some offense. There's a few, but he's definitely one of them. And with Pritchard now starting to come around, Derek White has been inconsistent this year, offensively anyway. He still plays, you know, very good defense. But I don't think you just move on from a guy like Simons just to clear up space. I don't think that they are going to add another contract, though. I just don't. And it's just a hunch. I don't know anything. It seems like that's not really the motivating factor right now. I think this was supposed to be more of a bridge year. I think that was how it was sort of being looked at. I don't know if Brad Stevens, you know, held a meeting and told everybody, yeah, this is going to be a bridge year this year, guys. He probably didn't do that. I don't think Joe Mazzulla would ever say anything like that to his team. But in the upper offices, maybe that was a term that got used, just a thought. Because without your best player, isn't that usually what you'd consider the season to be? Not a lost season, but a bridge season. A bridge to the next year, and that's when we'll go and we'll spend, and that's when we'll go and, you know, really shore up the whatever aspect of the team needs help. A big man who can score? Sure, why not?
We've been through a lot.
Don't tell Ted Johnson that, though. Because Ted Johnson believes that all the success this team is a part of this year has been the direct result of Nemus Cata and his stellar play in the post. And by the way, I like Nemus Cata a lot. I do. I enjoy watching him out there. He does some things very well. I enjoy him sort of in the same way I enjoyed Time Lord. I'd say he's kind of like a poor man's Time Lord, which, I don't know, poor man's Time Lord. What do you want? 10-2! So there you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.